All right, it's 8:09 here on KTWH, and as promised, I have a special guest on the phone with me this morning. Somebody new. I don't think he's ever been on the radio before, but Tony Balsito. Tony, I hope I said your last name correctly. I forgot to ask you, but you are here.
You nailed it.
Oh, good. So you're here to talk to us about the Honking Tree, a iconic tree that stood regally in the highway just short of Two Harbors for many years, and lost, but apparently not forgotten. So, Tony, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Katya.
Yeah. So you want to just tell us a little bit about, first of all, just your history with Two Harbors and how you came to be doing something about the Honking Tree years after it came down.
Yeah. So I was raised in Duluth, and my grandparents, Tony and Marge Radosovich, actually lived in Two Harbors.
Okay.
And my mom was raised in Two Harbors. So anytime I would go visit them, or my dad actually worked there as well at their bar and restaurant. So anytime I went up the shore to visit them, we would, you know, pass by the Honking Tree. And classic, my mom passed down the tradition of us honking, and my brother and I would always like remind her, we got to honk. It's the Honking Tree. So,
right. And now this was a big red pine, or was it a white pine?
It was a white pine.
That's what I thought. Those beautiful,
very regal, very majestic
regal,
white pine.
And just really stood alone on that highway. Right. And it was right. Mm-hmm. Was it right in the Knife River area, or even closer to Two Harbors?
Very close. It's just like, I want to say like 10 minutes outside of, I mean, I have the, I know it when I pass it every
right.
time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then tell us about what happened for listeners that might not know.
Yeah. So, it was 2009, which 15 years ago, and between the night of April 29th and the morning of April 30th, it was cut down, and it was a foggy night. No one saw who did it or what happened. There's stories of someone had seen a person early in the morning with like a white hard hat and sort of tree surgeon robe, but no positive identification has been made on who cut it down, and no one knows why. So there's a little bit of a mystery there, which is kind of, it both sad and also really, really interesting to talk about.
I agree. It's almost like a murder mystery. I mean, it really is sort of why would anyone do that? It just still, I mean, I'm amazed you say it's 15 years ago. I thought it was less, of course, but, And so my memory is that, you know, for a while there was a lot of question and a lot of attention, and then it just faded into the annals of history until you have brought it back here.
Yeah, just one of those news stories that kind of left the cycle. But, I think it kind of stuck with me in a particular way, just because that was something that was like a part of my childhood. So growing up, like remembering it as a key point of going to visit my grandparents, like on the way, it was always just this one kind of unique sort of whimsical tradition. And I think for a lot of people, like we've talked to a handful of people already about their experiences with it, and it's all, everyone kind of has the same sort of feeling so far. I mean, some people, you know, everyone's got sort of different memories of it.
Yeah. So tell us what's being organized right now.
So right now, we're just shooting a little documentary about the history of the tree, like how the tradition came about and people's stories and everyone remembering it. And also kind of what sticks out in the story for me is the cutting down of it and what all the noise surrounding that sort of experience was as well.
Yeah.
And I think there's both that sort of like true crime aspect to it, but also just we really want to hear people's like nostalgic memories of it and their traditions of it growing up.
Do you have any secret hope that perhaps something new will come to light with this film?
I mean, you know, we don't know what we're going to find. I don't think that's something we're like setting out to do. That's not the whole goal of it.
Right.
And you know, who knows what people remember and stuff, but, yeah, we kind of just want to tell as much of the story as people know and get all those different sides of it. And if that is something people know, you know, who, I'm not opposed to that, but,
yeah,
it's not, we're not investigative journalists or anything. We're not,
right.
We're not out to solve it.
Right. Right. And if there are listeners saying, I have a story to tell, what should you, where should they go? What should they do?
Well, we are going to be in town this weekend. Hopefully, we haven't picked a location yet, but we are going to be holding open on-camera interviews this weekend. So if you're interested in that, we'd like to get as many people on camera as possible. If you're wondering where that's going to be, you can follow us on Instagram at Honking Tree Film, or you can email in honkingtreefilm@gmail.com or call or text us at 218-595-0868, and we'll take any and all stories.
Okay. What was the email again? Honking
Tree? Yeah, it's honkingtreefilm@gmail.com. And same with that Instagram. It's Honking Tree Film.
Okay. Great. So you're just going to be a moving target. So people need to sort of stay on top of this if they're going to. What is it, Saturday and Sunday, or is it today as well? Or tell us the days as well.
Yeah. So we're going to be kind of in the Duluth Two Harbors area. I think we'll be in Two Harbors Sunday, although now looking at the weather, that may be pushed to a Monday or possibly Saturday, but we'll be in town all weekend, and we have a couple of interviews lined up already that we'll be going to, and then we're hoping to just kind of set up shop somewhere on either Saturday or Sunday and have people come through and kind of just say what the tree meant to them.
Yeah, yep, that makes sense. And then if someone's gone this weekend, they can still probably email you and maybe find another time to tell you their story.
Absolutely. And we're definitely planning another trip up north. Like I said, I'm working in Chicago right now, so that's where
okay.
me and the couple people are coming from. But yeah, we'll definitely have another opportunity for people to share if they can't do it this weekend, and email us for sure, and we can set up something.
Yeah, okay.
As well.
Great. And then tell us, what's the end product? Is this going to be a film coming out this year? Does it have a platform? And just give us a little bit of sense of what's the end result.
Yeah. So we're really just kind of hoping to put a whole story together. I don't know exactly, you know, how long it's going to be. It kind of depends on how many people, what they have to share and things.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely have screenings in Duluth and Two Harbors when the film is done, and then maybe, you know, put it in like some film festivals, something like that. But we definitely want to have screenings up there so people can see, you know, what the see what they can contribute to, you know?
Yeah, right. Right. What a fun and unique idea. Are you a professional filmmaker?
I went to school for film. I'm just sort of an artist, and I've been doing a lot of music stuff lately, and now I'm kind of leaning more into making the film. So this is my first foray into documentary. I've done some semi-narrative or like music video stuff. This is... It's a little different for me.
Yeah,
it kind of gives me an excuse to come visit home and just show all my friends how beautiful it is and on the North Shore.
Yeah, what fun! Thank you so much, Tony. I'm speaking with Tony Belsito about an upcoming potential film, the Honking Tree Film, that will be using some local voices, hopefully found this weekend. Thank you so much, and good luck with your film.
Thank you so much, Katya.
You take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. That was Tony Velcito.